human? What is it to ache? What is it to be alive? Each person you speak to has had a day. Some of the days have been good, some bad. Each person you speak to has had a childhood. Each has a body. Each body has aches. Look for what is special about each individual. Focus on that. Remember, there is someone out there for everyone.
Now, I don't go around throwing this word just at any film. It has to be a very exquisite film for me to even say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, and damn it, I believe 100% when I say it, but this film is a complete masterpiece. And I'm talking about Anomalisa. Is the stop-motion animated film by Charlie Kaufman and Duke Johnson, which was originally a Kickstarter project, which I donated to, and it raised about $400,000, and it was funded by a studio for the rest of it, because the budget on this was about $8 million. Now, and I believe it took about 3 to 4 years to get this film started. It originally started as just a sound play, and then Charlie Kaufman decided to do something original with it, which was obviously turning into stop motion, thus him leading him to Duke Johnson, on Duke Johnson's trail, and Duke Johnson, who has history with and some of the producers as well, that has history with animation, or stop motion and animation for that matter. But this is probably one of the first rated R stop motion animation. That's why this just makes it so much special. And if anybody knows, I'm a hardcore fan and got a big boner for stop motion, so it was just absolutely beautiful to grab this. It came out in September, you know, hitting the Toronto Film Festivals and the Venice Film Festivals here in California. And I got a screener sent to me, and I watched it, and I immediately looked it up after I watched it and found out it was coming out the end of the year, last movie of the end of the year. And I said, wow, this movie not only should win Best Animated Picture, but it literally should be nominated for Best Picture. Let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. Basically, you got three characters in here. Well, not three characters, but you got three voice actors in here. David Thewlis, who plays Michael Stone. Jennifer Jason Leigh, who plays Lisa. You might have seen her from Hateful Eight. And also Tom Noonan, who voices everybody else in the film. Now, we're following a guy, pretty much, which is voiced by David Thewlis here, Michael Stone's character. And he's pretty much suffering from some form of depression to the point where he's given up on life. He's pretty much said, fuck life. I don't even know why I continue to live. Everything looks the same. I'm in a constant repeat. Every person I tend to meet just looks the same. We're gonna get into that, why they stop motion was chosen for this, because it could have been any other generic live action film that probably would have been fucked up in the first place. But he's pretty much given up on life until he runs into a lady at a hotel in Cincinnati, where he's supposed to give a speech, because he's like a customer service guru, where he gives speeches and write books and lectures and stuff like that. And he runs into a lady and her friend, and the lady's name is Lisa, and he notices that she kind of stands out from everyone else because, well, she doesn't look like everyone else. He notices little details about her, and it's almost like a romance story in a way. And she slowly pulls him out of depression just by, you know, him interacting with her. But as the movie tends to go on, we later find out that this guy, it's nothing wrong with the world. It's mainly him. And he's really just having a hard time connecting with people and connecting with life, to say the matter here, too. I thought the film was just, and that's pretty much the plot line, but I thought the film was just absolutely fucking beautiful. I mean, I could not stop and stare at how gorgeous this looked with the stop motion. Like I said, it took 3 to 4 years to choose stop motion. This was really fucking hard, too, because a lot of this movie take place in a lot of the same scenery, which mainly is in this hotel. You have the airport, the actual plane scene, but a lot of it more of is at this hotel, and then the movie ends with at his house. What makes this harder with this type of form of stop motion is because these people literally have to rebuild these same sets over and over, sometimes of the same room or whatever, just they can get different camera angles and stuff like that. And it was just a defeat in itself right there. But the voice work here, if anyone's going to really stand out, it is Tom Noonan. Everyone else does a great job, which by everyone else, I mean Jennifer and David. They do a great job. But Tom here, he voices everyone from child, woman, man, elderly people, everything else. And plus, every character in here has the same face. And it took me a while to grasp on that concept, too, of, wait, because I remember when he first got to the hotel, he was talking to his wife, but it had a man's voice. So I started thinking, okay, we're following a gay character. And then later, it took me at least about 25, 30 minutes to realize, no, that's just the depression that he suffered from, that everyone in his life that he ever meets or he connects with, they just start to become mundane and look and sound like the same person. Nobody is unique to him. And what I love about the movie in that sense, though, which I think is just absolutely brilliant, too, is that the movie never once dumbs it down for the audience. And you pretty much have to do the work for this puzzle. And I absolutely admired that for the film. As a matter of fact, people, this review, if you don't tend to like these reviews from me, where I'm pretty much going to be kissing this movie's ass, I'm going to be sucking this movie's dick. I'm going to be sucking the fucking nut out this goddamn dick right here. Well, kind of like this movie did. But I have literally no negatives to say about it. I think it's one of the best films I've probably seen in quite some time. It's the most creative and mind-blowing film I've ever seen. And Charlie Kaufman, he did Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind and adaptation and stuff like that. This guy's continued to prove himself as one of the best talents working in the business. One of the smartest writers and directors as well. And he always makes a film where it makes you sit there in the theater or at home, as I had watched it, and you sit there and you just go like, huh, I don't know how to feel about that, but I feel like I want to talk to someone about this film, and I feel like I want to have a dialect with someone. I mean, he really does know how to pull apart a brain and just show you how it works. And there's a lot of, it's really in some sense a little bit of a dark comedy in here. But I thought everything else was just beautiful. And it took me even a while to notice that all the faces were the same except for Lisa and David, Michael's character in here. And I started noticing, I was like, wow, there's even a great fucking moment too. It is absolutely astounding what they do in this scene. But pretty much after they get done having nice long 12-inch puppet sex, what I like about this scene is that, you know, they're having a conversation where Michael's, he's starting to tell, I'm going to leave my wife and my child, and I want to be with you, Lisa. And I'm Lisa. I want to be with you and for the rest of my life. She's like, oh, that's great, and this and that. And then slowly, as that conversation progresses, as he tends to get closer to this character, her voice starts to sound like Tom Noonan's voice, who voices everyone else. And then her face starts slowly changing into everyone else. And he's just staring at it, and he tends to just run away. And it was just beautiful how that whole scene was shot. Another scene, too, which I really liked, because he has his ex, in a way, she follows him, like, in a ghostly way, beginning of the film. And he finally gets up the courage to call her. And he calls her, and they meet up, and she looks completely like everyone else. And she's just questioning him, why did you leave me 10 years ago? Stuff like that. And he was just like, I have a condition, it's complicated and stuff. At times, this dude seems like a real asshole, to where he's kind of just using the women in his life because he just can't help to connect with them, because he can't find anything unique about them, because it got to a point where he's just like, let's just go to my room and just talk in private. She's like, God, I'm not, what do you think, I'm just gonna sleep with you after 10 years or whatever, you're not even gonna talk? And he's like, nah, I didn't. Then that whole conversation went around, and that was a really great scene. You know, it's one of the first animated films and used in stop motion films that I ever saw that felt like that actually made me forget that it was animated or stop motion or any of that at all. I hate to use this tagline because I know it's in the trailer and everything, but it really is. I forgot who wrote that. I think it was someone at RogerEbert.com, but it really is one of the most humane films without any humans in it. I mean, it is absolutely fucking fantastic how every scene and piece is put together, and the hard work and dedication shows into it. But now let's go ahead and get into that puppet sex now. And people keep bringing up Team America. It's just like, nah, Team America ain't got shit on this one, because this one was intimate. I mean, I'm talking intimate. I've seen these two puppets fucked more realistic than most of the fucking 50 Shades of Grey, most of the other films I've seen in any movies, actually, where they have sex scenes in here. I mean, hell, I would even say this does it better than Jessica Jones. There's none but sex in that show and stuff like that. But this, it felt so real because it shows you from the beginning when these it was with Michael and Lisa and her friend having drinks, and then it started off with them going back to the hotel and Michael inviting Lisa back to the hotel room, and it started with a nice conversation. And I love this scene. It's in the trailer, but he says, "I think I'm I find you to be the most interesting person in the world." And she's just like, "Why?" And he's like, "I just don't know." And clearly you could tell something's wrong with him as far as his depression kicking in. And the reason why he would say something like that is because she's the first person he's met in quite some time. I want to say in this 10-year time span since he left his last girlfriend or wife, if she was, that he's found someone to be completely different. And she, and this girl is completely different from everyone else. She's even has scars on her face and stuff like that. She's covering up, and he finds that to be even unique, to the point where it almost is like she pulls him out of the depression and reinvigorates the guy with life and stuff like that, where he just doesn't know how to control himself. He's like a kid in the candy store. And then once he gets it through all that conversation, the foreplay starts to kick in. I mean, fucking puppets with foreplay. I was like, looking at this, I was like, oh my God, where is this going? And it's so slow paced and it's so put together, and it felt so real. It was very intimate and dark at the same time, and I loved every fucking second of it. And then when they started taking their clothes off and he went down on her, I was like, what in the fuck? And then they literally, you see dick, vagina, tits and everything. I was like, holy shit. And it woke up to be and once again they woke up and had that scene where she started to blend in with everyone else, and it was just incredibly awesome. And you can clearly tell in that next scene that something definitely was wrong with this guy, because, you know, for him to find someone so unique like that, and then the next morning, her to just become just like everyone else. I mean, it really does, man, it just adds an extra layer to the fucking film here. And, you know, after that whole scene gets up, he goes back to his wife and kid, and they look just like everyone else. They throw them a surprise party, welcome them back, stuff. I mean, it was so funny because, you know, his kid is asking for a toy, bring back a toy and stuff like that. And he goes to a sex store, which he didn't know, and he brings back some, like, Chinese doll that, like, shoots semens out and holds dildos and shit like that and whatever. And then even I love it because him and the wife are arguing. And she's like, oh, God, what is that semen that thing is shooting out? And he's like, Dad, I don't like this toy. And it was just funny, and it was... Well, beautiful ending too, where he just sat down the stairway and just looked at everyone, and everyone's passed by saying, hey Michael, hey Mike, and whatever stuff, and they all just looked like, and he was just sitting around moping as you see Lisa writing a letter to him saying how much of an amazing weekend she had and stuff like that. I think my only problem I have with the film is an hour and a half, and the ending just kind of came and cut off, and I was so, I don't know what, I gotta say, this is the first time I almost got on my seat and say, no, don't end. No, I'm with you, story. I'm with you, movie. I'm with you, everything. I'm with you, Charlie Kaufman. Why would you end that like that for me? I want it so much more out of this. I can't believe I'd say this because it's an hour and a half film. And I've been complaining about this, especially this month of December, where every film is over fucking 2 hours and shit like that. And this is the first film I've seen where I said, I almost was sad that it ended, to be honest. I mean, that was my biggest complaint of the whole film, was like, it really just ended. And I felt like I was just getting more involved, emotionally involved with these characters as well, too. God, I'm such at a loss for words. I mean, this movie is very complicated in a sense, which is a beautiful art piece of it, but it's in such a little sandbox area that I like almost anything I tell you is pretty much a damn near spoiler. And obviously we're on movie spoilers here and stuff like that, but the trailer shows you a lot of details, especially with the narrative and stuff like that. But it's more of putting the puzzle together is what you're going to get out of the film. And you know, what does this mean? And, you know, there's another great scene in the film too, which the speech that he gives at the meeting. And it's just so, it's almost like he's arguing with himself throughout this of trying to tell these people what customer service is, but he's really just having a breakdown of, because this is after the scene where Lisa becomes no longer unique no more. She's just blending in with everyone else. So he's almost damn near having a breakdown, seeing everyone in the audience look the same and stuff like that. I mean, this is a fucking masterpiece, I got to say. I can't believe in the 5 years of doing this, reviewing movies, talking about movies and stuff like that, I've come across a movie that's just, to me, is absolutely fucking perfect. A lot of the general audience ain't going to get it. They're probably not even going to see it, but I've already casted my votes. Right, hands down, I put this down as best picture. I would damn near put these guys as best directors. I say go see it in theaters. I don't think it's getting a wider release till January, if it does. But I know it's released in New York and L.A. I say go see it in theaters, especially if you're a hardcore film lover. I also got to talk about the music, too. The music was just spot on, perfect. I loved every bit of song. Actually, I just downloaded the soundtrack off iTunes, like, right now. I think it's a fucking beautiful soundtrack. And what I meant by dark earlier is the soundtrack is more of the dark part of the movie itself. And by dark, I mean more so haunting. It really is haunting. It kind of hits you on a personal level, especially if you're suffering from any kind of depression or a form of anti-socialism with people and stuff like that. And you know, it really, the biggest compliment I can give this film is it felt organic. It felt real. It was probably the most realest film I've seen this whole year. Every bit of conversation was smart and clever, and it felt like as if I was watching two normal people having a conversation, even though I was looking at fucking puppets the whole damn time. Eat a fucking dick, Hollywood, right there. This is how you make a movie right here. I was in love with this film, and I have to say, out of the 5+ years I've been doing this, reviewing movies and stuff, and this Film Critics Association and all that shit or whatever and stuff, this is without a doubt, in that 5+ year of reviewing movies, this is the best movie I have ever seen in my life. And, well, as far as doing this, as far as life go, I had to go back to a couple of years and stuff like that. I'm 27 people, shit, so I got a lot of lives. But it is one of the best films I've seen spot on perfectly. And giving it a see it would just be a fucking insult, honestly. This is going to be the highest rating I've ever given a movie to. It's got to be like a fucking triple see it. I give it the highest of high see it's I've ever given a film before in my life. This film was absolutely beautiful. It was artsy, but yet still clever at the same time. It never felt pretentious, and it always stayed naturally organic. And I absolutely love this film. I can't really speak any more about it, except the foreplay in here. That shit was kind of hot. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I was looking at that more times. I was like, yeah, I feel like whipping my shit out real quick, whatever. But no, go see this movie, Anomalisa. You deserve a standing ovation from this, if anything. So 2015 should end with Anomalisa standing ovation. You have my approval of it. Best movie of the year.
I think you're extraordinary.
Why?
I don't know yet. It's just obvious to me that you are. Our time is limited. We forget that.
It's okay.
It's a reflex. But I don't like to fly.
I said it's okay. You can let go now, though.